Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hello. Are we doing and welcome, or is this just a...
Well, you can say and welcome if you want.
And welcome. And welcome.
Well, I... It's going at the start, so...
I guess that's true. We're just going to repeat ourselves when the actual episode starts.
I'm not going to say welcome to Offscript.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, guys.
So... How are you?
We are
confused.
Yeah, I am. We are recording this about a month and a half after
this episode,
the next part of this episode.
Yes, that you're about to hear.
Yes. So, as you see from the title, this episode is about Page Turner Books.
Mm-hmm. An awesome local bookstore.
Mm-hmm. In Kent, Washington.
That unfortunately hit some hard times during our winter.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple weeks ago, we had a little mini-sode just sharing that their pipes burst and, you know, they could use all the help they could get. They were super awesome to us when we went. And so we, you know, shop local and help out a mm-hmm. local bookstore. And this is their episode that we were able to record at their place, mm-hmm. all about them.
And we showcase them and their store.
Yes. So we took, like, you know, our TikTok videos. Did we take YouTube videos? I think we did for this one.
Yeah, we did.
And
we weren't great at taking pictures.
We were not.
Unfortunately.
Really unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you'll get TikTok videos and YouTube videos all about their original location.
But they have since had to move. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't know the new location yet. But we are fans of theirs and we want to support them in any way that we can. So we'll keep you updated.
Yep, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I say with that, enjoy this episode all about them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome
to our podcast. Of off script.
She threw me for a loop there.
Her face was like, oh no, what do I say?
I was like, hold on. This is making me rethink my life.
And we...
Thank you.
You're welcome. She's staring off into space right now.
I'm like, where do I go from here? We are doing a remote, you guys. We are at Page Turner Books in Kent, Washington.
Yeah.
And it's... amazing.
Yes, we recorded that one book that we just finished recording.
Wow. Allie threw herself off. I know.
But this episode, we get to
talk about the store.
Yeah, not talk about another book. We get to talk all about the store.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I've been dying to tell you guys about this little horror book club corner that we're in.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we walk in first. And a skeleton is there greeting us.
Yes, yes. In a little apron.
Uh-huh. That's very
perfect.
Cute.
Perfect. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And millions of books. They've got Funko Pops. They've got a bunch of action figures up top too.
Yeah. And it's, they got Lord of the Rings posters in front of it. They got all these fandom things.
They have a... Oh no, that's a spider. It looked like a facehugger from Alien. I was like, that's cool.
Must be not a real spider because you're pretty chill about that. Oh no, right there.
It's that little skeleton.
Okay.
Oh my god, if it was a real one.
It'd be look.
Podcast over. Episode done. We're on. Bye.
But then they got like movie posters behind us. So they got
amazing.
Iron Man and
Iron Man 3 and
Guardians.
Yes. My favorite is there's a cute little art painting of Jason and Freddy having a campfire, and Freddy's got s'mores on his claw.
Yes.
It's so amazing. Cute. It's the best. Check out our YouTube because Allie's taking a video.
Yes. All the posters.
Oh, and I talked about the Hereditary one already in the Polar Express, but there's a beautiful Hereditary poster art back here.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. Oh, there's my Lord of the Rings, and it looks like it's like written in Elvish. I don't think it is. What is that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Is it supposed to be Elvish?
Yeah, or it's whatever the ring's written in.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So cool.
You got that opening weekend for one of the movies. If you saw it in IMAX. Yeah, I know, because I got those in college.
Where are they?
Oh, I got rid of them. Sorry.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I had them up on my walls for
Did
a while.
Did you get all of them?
If you went, you got all four.
See, I don't do IMAX movies.
Oh, you're crazy.
Well, the closest one is freaking Seattle.
No.
Where's the next closest
one? Tukwila. They have IMAX.
Oh, you're right. I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I need to. Anyways.
So yeah, Page Turner Books. They have a horror book club, and I legit love this. Like, I think they get a different book every month, and they talk about that book.
I know, and it's horror books.
Yes.
Like, you always hear normal books, but yes. I've never heard a horror book.
I was going to say the cliche. That's not what it is. The niche horror book club.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got Hans on their curtain over there. Do you see it? Him frozen in the rock.
Oh, Han Solo.
Or whatever it's called. What does he get frozen into?
Carbonite.
God. Cameron would be so disappointed in me.
Don't worry. I'm disappointed for him. I also, how you're saying it, especially since you said Hans from Frozen.
Well, I didn't say from Frozen.
No, you said he's frozen, but I heard Hans from Frozen. I was like, I don't see a Frozen thing here.
No, yeah.
So no, there's confused me.
Isn't that Frozen sections? There's a little Target dog over there, though, I see. It's cute. I love it. It's just so fun. It's
it really
like,
is.
It really doesn't feel like we're in December. It feels like we're back in October.
It does.
Which is kind of awesome.
I love it.
I love October Halloween-y. Yes. And their logo, you guys, on their...
It's a cat.
On their,
sorry, I got excited.
Their website is a kitty cat with little glasses and reading a book.
One of my favorite things on their website, if you scroll all the way down, they show all the different things that they sell. And one of the things is music and
gifts.
Yeah, they sell gifts too.
Sorry.
It's okay. Their music selection that they have, like the first picture you see is Alice Cooper's, I think it's Trash is the album. Uh-huh. And one of my all-time, my number one favorite song is Poison by Alice Cooper. And that's on that album. I saw that and I was like, yes, my people.
Well, that's cool. I know they got a lot of good stuff here. Let's read their about them section.
Yes.
Let's find it. Oh, they got audiobooks, which is new. They just got audiobooks.
Ooh.
That's cool. Meeker Street Nerd Party. What's that? Well, we'll read about... I'm jumping ahead.
I know. You're getting me excited about other things I want to hear about.
Okay.
Gotta read about them first.
Yes. We are a local used bookstore located in the heart of downtown Kent, Washington. We carry thousands of used paper books, both in and out of print. Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, out of print,
yeah,
too.
That's really cool. We carry a few selected titles, mostly by popular demand. We pride ourselves in being a by the nerds for the nerds business.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because they were saying they own the comic book store next door,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. We carry RPG guides, RPG novels, thousands of sci-fi and fantasy novels, sci-fi fantasy memorabilia, collectibles and figures. Esoteric?
Yeah, esoteric.
What does that mean?
Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And more. We are a brick and mortar store, but also ship all over the United States.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, so we'll be sure to link their
website.
We have a second location primarily for comic and manga right now next door. Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. If you go on there about us. Mm-hmm. Right there, you can see all of their... They have a bunch of pictures on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Of their whole store.
Follow us. We will, surely will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did I say? What was I excited about?
The Meeker
nerd
Street...
Nerd Party.
Yeah. Tell me about this nerd
Meeker Street Nerd Party.
The Meeker Street Nerd Party is an annual nerd celebration that gets bigger and bigger every year.
When does it happen? Yeah. Watch, we just missed it.
While it started in our store, it has grown to include most of West Meeker Street.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be cool to be like, something started with you and it grew that big?
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
That's so cool. The Nerd Party promotes downtown local small businesses by highlighting culture in street-wide events. Small businesses between 2nd and 4th Ave on West Meeker host local markets, artists, and authors who specialize in nerd culture, science fiction, fantasy, horror books, games, toys, and more. For more information on this year's Nerd Party. Yes, more information. Where is it?
Ellie's like, I need it.
I gotta know. Oh, it's summer. It's the summer.
Okay.
June 1st was this year or next year? Next year. June 1st.
Okay. We will mark it on our calendar.
Yes. How fun would that be? Okay. June 1st, everybody. You're getting this plenty of time. Plenty of notice.
Yeah.
Right? Whole 6 months ahead.
Yes.
Mark your calendars. Same day delivery for local. Shipping and pricing, gift cards, puzzles, games, events. Ooh, let's look at events.
Events are our favorite.
Horror book club, as we said. Yeah.
What book are they covering right now?
It has the book club selections for previous.
Oh, what have they covered?
November 2022, they did Hellbound Heart, or the Hellbound Heart. November 2023, so this would have been the most recent, they did The Night Housekeeper, Blight Harbor number 2. August 2023. I wonder how often they do it.
Oh, I was just going to say. I wonder, because that sounds like a, 6 months thing?
No, because they have one in September as well.
Oh,
in July and December. Oh, here. This must be what they're doing right now. Out There Screaming, an anthology of new black horror.
Ooh.
Edited by Jordan Peele.
That sounds good. Maybe I should go read it.
Maybe you should. Come join the book club.
Why not?
It's right by your movie theater.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. It is right by my movie theater, guys. I go to this movie theater. It's an AMC. And the seats are heated. And that's my favorite part. Because then you just sit there and watch a movie and your seat is heated. They also now have apple flavored slushy. It's the best. It's so good.
Like almost like apple juice slushy.
I normally do garbage can slushies, which is where you mix all the flavors together. And I usually put in more Coke because I like the Coke flavor. But now with that apple, I just do apple and Coke because I'm like, I don't want all the other flavors. It's still yummy.
I don't know. Coke is my least favorite.
You're crazy.
Here, I found the actual Join Our Horror Book Club.
Ooh.
It's called Nightmare on Meeker Street.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the best.
Oh, gosh. We meet once a month in store. Online discussion will be available by request as well in the link provided.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. But the books are the ones that I said. So there you go. You can go on their website. It says Join Our Horror Book Club.
Heck yeah.
It's on, looks like Facebook.
Okay.
Where you can join.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Maybe I should go join their Facebook group.
I know.
That would be fun.
Currently has 164 members.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. They're making moves.
So cool.
That's so fun.
So cool. Guys, their site is just set up so nicely, too. The Chronicles of Isaac Gironia. Is that another Narnia one? Or is that something totally different? It looks like something totally different.
I think it's totally different. Ellie's like, hey, look.
Chronicles. I know what that name is.
But also, when we were walking in, first off, they have a really cool mural on the side of their building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's this really cool children's park right next door that's all astronaut themed.
Yeah, it's like you can climb in a spaceship.
There's a space suit for you to pretend to be in.
It's so cool. On their website, they have a staff pitch section. Sell your stuff. You can come here and sell because it's used stuff. So
sell your books, your toys, your manga, comics.
Oh, look, they take certain types, though. We're currently looking for Funko Pops,
ooh,
manga, comic books, and science fiction, fantasy, mystery, horror, classic fiction. They have a whole bunch of, I'm not going to read them all to you, but they need a lot
check
of stuff.
Check out their website, guys. Maybe you
here.
Have.
It's what they don't accept.
Okay.
Okay. Textbooks, technical manuals, SAT prep, Time, Life, National Geographic, Reader Digest, and cookbooks.
Those make sense.
Yeah.
Like the fact that anyone even tried to.
I know. They were just, take all my books.
But yeah. They're like, I'm done with these. Take them.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a fun bookstore. They only sell fun things.
Excuse me. We don't want your boring books.
No textbooks or SAT, please.
Yeah. What?
I love that. And they got audiobooks now. That's so cool. We might have to buy some. Oh, they have a membership.
Oh.
So you can do a membership through them. How cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, you guys. Man, this place is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Check out their website.
I'm excited to go.
Check out their Facebook. I'm excited to shop.
Me too. I'm going to get some toys because it's, you know, 2 weeks till Christmas. So yeah,
that's smart.
I love it.
Yeah.
I just am staring at those posters and I'm so disappointed that you got rid of all your Hobbit posters.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I know. And we just quickly walked to the back. So like,
we didn't even get to see the front.
You'll have to come go check out our YouTube because or TikToks.
Yeah.
The talk.
Because it's a beautiful, honestly, it reminds me almost of walls of books with how there's a ton of walls of books.
Yes. Like it's cram packed full of fun.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to finish up, you guys, with some questions, like bookish questions. We did this in one of our other.
I think somehow my headphones got turned down.
Can you hear now?
Yeah. Creepy. They've got a ghost.
Ooh, we're in the horror section.
Makes sense.
Okay. So we did this in, where did we say? Browsers?
Browsers Bookshop. Yeah.
We answered some bookish
questions. Yeah.
Yes.
And we found some more.
Yeah. Unless this is the same list that you found.
That would be hilarious.
Has a book ever changed your life?
We answered this one.
We did.
Yep. Because I said Perks.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think we did do these ones.
Damn it.
That's okay. There's 50 of them. We did not answer 50 of them. Have you ever read a self-published book?
I think I had to review one, but it was so bad that I didn't finish it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's never a fun thing to also like, hey, so I can't review your book because
it's not good.
Uh-huh. So then I think I stayed away from self-published books.
I have not read it, but our friend Jade.
Yes. From high school.
Uh-huh. She is an author. Jade Austin. Mm-hmm. She has written, I think she's
three.
Or I don't know if the third one has the third one come out yet or is it coming out?
Oh, is that the one that's coming out? I thought she was on her fourth one coming out.
What are they called? Let me read
it. It's a vampire book series, guys.
I know. I'm shocked you haven't read it yet.
I know. I want to.
It is I'm Still Alive. Is that the first one? I think I'm still alive.
You think you're still alive?
Okay. The first one is I'm Still Alive. The second one is I'm Still Shattered. Number three is I'm Still Unstoppable.
Ooh, is it out?
It is out. It has ratings. So
nice.
I'm assuming they're all rated really well, actually.
Yeah.
Like the first one has 119 ratings and it's 4.27.
Wow.
But
impressive.
And, yeah. And then Cameron's older brother published a book, but it's like a tech book.
Mm.
So I have not read it. Sorry, Chad. But we have it. We bought it from you. So we got gave you some money.
You got profit off of it.
Oh, this kind of goes with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This has a book you liked ever been turned into a movie or that you've hated? So besides
besides the ones that we've covered.
Yes.
Shoot, I feel like there is a book. And I feel like a lot of the books that I like have been turned into movies. Uh-huh. There's one that I like absolutely love. It's about a fallen angel. It's called Hush Hush. And that one's like, it's been in pre-production for like years and years. So I'm hoping that moves forward soon, but also it's been years and years.
Right.
It's so hard for me with disliked books because I'm like, if I dislike them, I stop reading them.
Right.
And makes sense. I don't remember them. So
mine would be, we haven't done it yet. It's Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
The book is so, well, it's written in like, I want to say the 30s. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. We'll do an episode and you'll find out one day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's a typical male writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very, it's like sexist without being sexist.
I know. I know a book. You actually just made me think of a book. It's a book that I really thought about not doing. But I want to give the book another chance.
Mm-hmm.
Bellamy, It's a Rob movie. And I read the book before the movie came out, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're going to hate it. There's no redeemable character in it. Yeah. And to the point where I couldn't even. I liked the little girl in the book.
Wow.
And so that one was really hard for me. It took me like a year to finish it. Yeah. And it took me a year, and it's in the 1,000-page book. Bellamy is like 200 pages.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think it's a French book that's translated into English.
Oh.
And so I also wonder if a lot of things get lost in translation too.
Maybe.
So that one was hard.
Yeah. Mr. Popper's Penguins is like, so what I meant with it being sexist without being sexist is it is, but it's like, I don't know. Back then, it's like, you know, that was the norm.
That's just what it was. Yeah.
And so it's like, it goes with like this guy going to Antarctica to study penguins and then him being like, yeah, my wife won't care. And like, it's like, he doesn't even talk about it with his wife. And it's like, what the? But then the movie is, you know, Jim Carrey comedy fun. So it's like, I don't know. So that would be I did not like the book. And I made my fourth graders listen to it. I read it to them. Probably a bad mistake because I was the first, like, I read it to them while, I had not read it before.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
But it was like, and I was voicing my opinions as I read. It's like, what the heck? He just went and did this? My fourth graders are looking at me like, what?
Isn't that okay?
Oh, my gosh. Are there any books that you consider terrible, but they're really your secret pleasure?
Oh, it breaks my heart to admit this. It would probably be Twilight.
That was my answer, too.
Because the writing is not great. But, man, almighty, I will go to bat for it. So I guess it's not really a secret pleasure, but...
It's my secret pleasure because my friend group is just trashing it and I'm just sitting there like
yeah, it's the worst.
This is a fun one. What is your favorite book cover?
Ooh, there's so many.
I can't really think of one specific.
The one that's coming to my mind is like one that I'm like, why is that what's coming to your mind? One of my favorite books that I haven't even read the whole series. It's on my for me book list when I can get to it after we're caught up. It's a book called Scythe. And I just, hold on, let me pull up the image for Allie right now. And it's about these kids who, like, have to learn how to be the bringer of death, basically. And, like, I just love these book covers, even though it's super plain and simple. Like, there's nothing fancy about it. But, like, look, here's the, I think this is the third book, second book.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the third book, I don't know, I just like it.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, plain, simple, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Look up the book Shiver.
Yes. Oh, that's super pretty.
So, yeah, that's mine. I choose. I started reading this when I nannied and the girls did the summer reading program. I'm like, I will too. I was super into it.
Yeah.
But then it was the whole summer ended. So I stopped reading.
Yeah.
But I need to look up to see if it's a movie because I would love to read this
beautiful
one.
Beautiful.
Pretty.
The other one that I was going to say is, why can't I think of what it's called? So the Shatter Me book series, it's all really pretty, like, eyeball.
Ooh, that is really pretty.
Mm-hmm. That whole series is beautiful, too. I also actually, one of my favorite series is the Court of Thorns and Roses series, guys, which is also getting made into a TV show.
Oh.
And so, like, all of the book covers are of Faerie.
Okay.
They have the new ones, but look, this is what my arc looks like. And so that, I love that one. Like, look, this is her as she's getting more badass.
Oh, yeah.
And then there she is as the queen. But yeah, that's another good cover.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. I have too many good covers.
You know, you do. Okay, I'm trying to find more. So do you think, or what do you prefer? Do you prefer older books or more modern books? I'm going to go modern because you guys will hear that we read Dr. Sleep this season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it versus all of his old books we've read, which have come out in the 80s. Mm-hmm. It was really cool reading his new stuff and relating to it.
Yeah.
Because he does a lot of pop culture references. And I'm like, hey, I get that.
I understand. For me, it's definitely the older books. Mm-hmm. I like the older books.
Yeah, I don't know. Wuthering Heights and
yeah, all that. Great Gatsby.
Yes.
No, I just think, because I think with modern books for me, it's like, because obviously I'm living, kind of like, I have the opposite reaction as you do, where you are living it and you love it. Mm-hmm. Whereas me, I'm living it and I'm having my own interpretation mm-hmm. of it, and I don't like reading their interpretation of it.
Oh yeah,
because sometimes their interpretation is stupid. And I'm like, I'm like, this makes no sense. Why is that even a thing for you?
You want to like go back into the roaring 20s? And,
oh hell yeah, take me back there. Yeah,
and figure all that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously I'll read modern books, and I do like some modern books. Plus, I love all old stuff. Like, I love all the old movies. I love all the, like, historical stuff right. that was going on in that time. So, for me, when I understand those references, it makes me feel like a very well-read person.
That makes sense. Let's see. When did you last visit a library? Like, actually go into it?
Literally, when was it? Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
What'd you do? Why?
I had time to kill. And... Oh. Because I did some errands before I went to go babysit. Uh-huh. I had an hour. And it was like, I could drive back to John's. But by the time I got to John's, I would have to turn around and go back. Yeah. And I was already on the side of town where I was going to be getting the girls. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay.
Did you go to Kopetich?
I went to the Federal Way one.
Oh, okay.
Because Kopetich is so small.
Yeah.
That I was like, there's nowhere.
The clock library. Mm-hmm. That's what I called it growing up. They have a giant clock on it.
I think so.
Is it the one just on First Ave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I went there and I actually rented two books.
Oh, look at that.
That's where I rented Accidental Billionaires and Bullet Train.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I haven't been in a while. I want to say maybe a month
mm-hmm.
or more. Because during this time of year, we have so many Christmas books
yeah.
that I pull them out, and that's the kids' bedtime story times. Yeah. But we usually go once every other week mm-hmm. because we pick all our new stories for bedtime.
Mm-hmm. I actually, so what, 2-3 weeks ago now, mm-hmm. I went to a library and hung out there for 2 hours while John was working. And it was the best thing I've ever done. So I actually want to start going to the library to just sit for 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. We would go and our local library has like story time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look at what the Federal Way one does, because mm-hmm. this story time, Tyler's just not into it. It's the younger kids.
Oh, yeah.
And he unfortunately missed that opportunity because it was during COVID and they only did online, and then they only did it outside, and it was like, we're in Washington, so it's cold and gross. Mm-hmm. And so he's just kind of like not into it. And then Riley's at school, so I got to go see if they have a better one, because it's like all young, like babies. Yeah. And so I need to go find a preschool. It says it's preschool age, but none of the preschoolers come. It's like they're all the babies. It's like baby to preschool or toddler to preschool. I'm like, oh, man. Has a book ever made you cry? We did this one already.
I was going to say.
But we answered. What did we answer last time? You said.
Was it Perks that I said?
No. We were talking about the.
Oh, Two Kisses for Maddie.
Oh, yeah. That one made me cry. Or. No, it was the one that always makes you cry. My favorite one. Dang nabbit, what is it?
The Fault in Our Stars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that this season? No, that was last season.
Well, it's coming out this season.
Oh, it is coming out this season. But what about, I have one. Mine was my first read through of Deathly Hallows 1.
Oh.
Or 2. No, both. 1 and 2. Because I cried when Dobby died, and I cried when Fred died.
Wait, isn't this question, what one makes you always cry?
I think it just says, has a book ever made you cry?
Oh, I was like, hold on.
Has it ever made you cry? Yeah, has a book ever made you cry?
Okay. Are you sure you didn't say that?
I don't know. I probably said that before. I don't know. Fine, we'll go to the next question. I'm running out of questions here. Have you ever joined a book club?
In high school.
Really?
Yeah. I did it because... when I was a senior, my freshman friend, who we had French together, she did it. And she hated it because she wasn't a reader. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? You're crazy. But she didn't like it because she's not a reader. And she knew I was a reader. So she was like, come with me. And I was like, at first I was really scared because it was high school. And I was like, oh my God. But then actually one of my favorite books I've ever read, I read in that book Club. And I actually really want to read it again. I can't even remember what it's called. Oh, wait, actually. Okay, so it's called Impossible. Uh-huh. And it's about this girl who, like, let me pull it up because I can never remember what it was, but I remember just like
loving it.
I devoured it. I finished it in like a day. Inspired by the classic folk ballad Scarborough Fair, this is a wonderfully riveting novel of suspense, romance, and fantasy. Lucy is 17 when she discovers that she is the latest recipient of a generations-old family curse that requires her to complete 3 seemingly impossible tasks or risk falling into madness and passing the curse on to the next generation. Unlike her ancestors, though, Lucy has family, friends, and other modern resources to help her out. But will it be enough to conquer this age-old evil?
Oh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. Yeah, I loved it. It was one of the best books I've ever read.
That's cool.
I haven't read it recently. Mm-hmm. I need to because I just loved it. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Glad I did that book
club. Yeah. No, this is my only book club. That's
lame. It
is. But now you might have to join this horror book club too.
Oh, I'd be down.
Yeah.
I love horror books.
I know. How cool is that?
Except for I feel like I've only ever done Stephen King.
I know. Branch out. Mm-hmm. Well, this coming next season. Next season.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the Hannibal. Well, I'm doing.
You're making me do it.
I'm excited about it because we're doing the Hannibal Lecter series and I cannot wait. I've been dying to read Silence of the Lambs.
So that's still like a year away, people. But less than a year.
It's coming soon.
October.
Probably sooner for us than Allie thinks. You said October. It's actually September.
Oh, it comes out in September.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because we got to do Stephen King in October.
Yeah.
So much horror next season, you guys.
John taught me there is a book out there called The Long Walk, which is very Hunger Games-esque. And they're turning it into a TV show, right?
Okay.
And it's about these boys who sign up. And basically, they have to walk and they have to like do 4 miles every hour or something. I can't
Holy
remember.
Criminy.
Yeah. It's something ridiculous and they have to keep pace. If they end up slowing down to the guards behind them, they get 3 warnings and they're shot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it sounds really good. And John was like, and it's by Stephen King. You should add it to your list.
What?
I Google it, right? I didn't realize Stephen King used a pseudonym.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That tricky man. Why would he?
I don't know.
He's probably like, let's see if I can still sell books without my name.
Yeah. It, look, now, of course, I'm going to freaking pull it up and it shows.
Says Stephen King.
Stephen King. His here, thing, let me.
His pseudonym has been compromised.
Eliminated. No, it's like Robert something. Here, let's.
Robert Plant? Is that what it said?
Oh, no. Richard.
Richard Bachman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephen King as Richard Bachman. So sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many pseudonyms he has.
I know. I was like, what? Yeah.
He doesn't want us to do his stuff.
Well, John said that, I don't know if he Googled this or read this somewhere, but because when he told me this, I was like, oh, I'm going to love it. I love Stephen King. And he was like, no, I think this is like, it's different. And so I think that's why he did it.
That makes sense.
Because he probably didn't want to release it and have people be like, what?
This is not like your normal stuff.
Yeah.
He should have released Shawshank under a different name too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I was excited when I found that out. I was like, I will for sure add that to our list. It's like in pre-production, so it won't be for a while. But yeah. He explained the thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I trying to say?
That story thing.
Yeah. To me. And I was like, that sounds so intense. Like,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So
check out Paige Turner's books.
Yes. Join a horror. Oh my gosh. There's a skeleton right behind us too. I didn't even see.
That's been there a while.
There's like a demon baby scream mask.
Oh, there's also a really cool Nightmare Before Christmas lamp on the floor. No, the one that's in the back corner.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh.
But anyways, yeah, you guys, so go check out our YouTube videos.
Check out their Facebook, our Facebook.
Their website.
Yes.
Go just check out all the things.
Yes. And if you have some time, we would love it if you could rate, review, subscribe.
And then
let us know. Send us pictures if you come here.
Yes.
That would be so cool.
We would love to see you guys shopping at the stores that we are
promoting. I would love that. How cool would that be?
You can make cute little posts of everyone.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a collage if you come here. Mm-hmm. We understand that it's hard if you're out of state or out of country.
But maybe go to your local bookstore. Bookstore.
Yeah, do that.
Send us a picture of that.
They could totally do, you guys could write up a thing for their local bookstore, yeah. and we could read it
for you for sure.
Yes.
We would love that.
That would be really cool. Yeah, just send us an email with
a little write up of the bookstore
that you like to go to.
Promote that bookstore in that episode.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. And then on Monday, we have our Hunger Games bonus episode.
Ooh, what did we do?
On Wednesday, we have Bad Mother's Handbook.
Oh, I'm excited. I know we already did it and we're not doing it again, but that's a good one. I loved that episode.
That was our first straight to TV.
Yeah, our first straight to TV movie. And it stars Rob.
Yes, of course.
Stars is a loose term there, but Rob's in it.
It pretty much stars him. Anyways, so that'll be fun. Stay tuned.
Yes, it will be fun.
And go check out Paige Turner's books.
Yes.
And yeah.
We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.